This is John David Brown, and I am sitting down today with Zinnix founder and CEO Casey Cunningham, and we are going to be talking all about the Zinnix Summer of Service initiative that we just launched, what we're doing as a company, and what we're hoping you'll come alongside us and do as well to give back and serve our communities. How are you today, Casey?
I am outstanding, John David, just outstanding. Blessed, blessed, blessed.
Well, Casey, let's just jump right in. Tell us about the Summer of Service initiative. What is this? What is our goal here?
Well, John David, I'm blessed by an incredible team who came up with the idea. We at Zinnix have as a core value serving, and one of the things we do every year is called Zinnix Gives Back, and we do something every quarter where we're giving back to those who are in need. And they brought me an idea that said, hey, we think is an ideal time for us to actually take Zinnix Gives Back to a whole new level. And it's where they asked me my thoughts on actually committing to a summer of service internally at Zinnix. And that meaning every associate at Zinnix, we call them associates, not employees, would commit to 4 hours each month. So each respective employee is doing 12 hours this summer, 4 hours in June, July, and August. And collectively, we thought, man, we could serve our community and have hundreds of hours. And then it just sort of, I felt this calling to share this amazing idea with the rest of the country. And my thoughts were where we would challenge everyone in the country, specifically within our mortgage industry, to come alongside us and to potentially serve as well. And then the bold idea of could we get 1 million hours in serving our communities nationwide? And as a result, we have decided to invite people to come alongside with us and to actually submit their hours. So that's what it all started from. My amazing marketing team bringing me the idea, and something that I have a real passion for.
Yeah. So tell us a little about that passion. When did serving become a major passion in your life and also, of course, in your business here at Zinnix?
It wasn't until probably my early 30s, maybe late 30s. My husband and I were actually taking care of some boys. I don't want to cry on this one, but my husband's sister's children were in desperate need, so we brought them into our home as she had some really tough times personally. And as a result, I realized that the bubble I was living in, where everything was so amazing, that there was a whole other world out there. And when I realized how much people needed us, and specifically as these boys entered our home, I realized the significance of what we could do for others. So that's probably when it began.
Mm. And so really at Zinnix from the beginning then, serving has always been a key component of what you aim to do, obviously for the mortgage industry, but outside of the mortgage industry as well.
Certainly. One of the visions of Zinnix originally was to open up a ranch for children where we would be able to house 100 we'll call it foster children, if you will, but they would become permanent residents and we would adopt them. And this ranch was the original vision of Zinnix. And we still have that as an ambition to have the Zinnix ranch. And so we decided through the early years and today that we would continue to serve until that became, it came to fruition, if you will. So yeah, it's one of our core values at Zinnix to serve each other and our customers exceptionally well. And yes, to serve our communities.
So how do you think that commitment to service has affected the culture of Zinnix as a whole?
Hopefully it's attracting like-minded professionals who want to serve and want to be an example for others to follow. And our culture is definitely in that Ritz-Carlton service mentality where we just want to provide the finest service and be an example for others and to know that we care. And as a result, they will do the same for their customers and for their family members and their communities. So it definitely has shaped our culture. If you ever walk into Zinnix and visit, you will feel a difference and hopefully you'll feel the amazing culture that we've created.
Mm. So what are some suggestions for people as they are wanting to get involved with Summer of Service and to give back to their communities? I think for a lot of people, they want to get involved. They want to start serving. They just don't always know how to take that first step.
And I was there at one point as well. I can tell you that there's so many organizations that need people's help. And I'll give you an example. There's a homeless shelter in my area. I called them literally this weekend and said, we want to take a deserving family to the Braves game and actually experience a world they've never experienced, and spoiled and rotten, from, you know, hot dogs to new shirts and watching the game. So that wasn't easy. It was literally just picking up a phone and calling a homeless shelter and saying, are there any families there that have children, as I wanted my children to be with me. That's an easy one. You can go to any church, if you will, and help park cars and volunteer to spend time at residence at a nursing home, serving meals at a local soup kitchen or a homeless shelter. Listen, you can call the Boys and Girls Clubs of America and be a mentor to some of the youth there. Doing lawn for someone who's sick or elderly. I don't know if you've walked through your neighborhood and see someone that's in, that needs you. Just literally helping others. And serving doesn't necessarily always mean that it's exciting. It means that you're giving your time. And, you know, it's interesting, John David, because I thought about, you know, asking everybody to write a check. We've all done that. I still do that. But I saw this gentleman who really inspired me. He said, you know, being charitable is when you feel it. And when you write a check, you don't always feel it. But when you give up time, that's being charitable. When you're doing something and it inconveniences you, but it helps another human being, that's being charitable. So that was my challenge for myself, is really taking the time, the precious time I have, and extending it to others. So, you know, soldiers are overseas right now. There's another idea. You can send cards or care packages. You can do what some of the kids that are doing in my neighborhood. They're raising money. They're doing a lemonade stand. And they're doing a bake sale to gain funds for their charities. You can offer free music lessons. I mean, there's kids in homeless shelter right now. What do they do during the summer?
Yeah.
They don't have camps. They don't have a park right in their backyard. And they may not have parents who have cars that can take them there. So you could literally offer free music lessons if that's something that you're incredibly talented at. I mean, there are so many options. I think, you know, we can post them on our Facebook to give people ideas, but there's countless ways that you could serve. And hopefully there's a bunch of ideas that triggered some thoughts for
everyone. I think one thing to note there is people, when they think of serving, they think of going through an organization, which is great. They're awesome organizations. But there are ways in your neighborhood right now, just in your immediate realm of influence, people who
Absolutely.
Need your time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. You're right. You're right. You don't have to go through an organization. You can just serve by picking up the phone.
Yeah. So tell people about some ways they can come alongside Zinnix and serve with us. We have some ways that they can really just join alongside us here.
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing is go and submit. How many hours are you committing to doing for the summer? That's the first thing, is just making that commitment, saying, hey, Casey, I want to do 12 hours. You guys are all doing 12. I'll match it. You can also call out your friends. Shoot a video saying, hey, I'm taking the Summer of Service Challenge with Zinnix. I'm going to do 12 hours of community service. Come do it with me. And literally call them out and ask for specific names. They can have their kids serve with them. And, you know, mine is to teach my children to be charitable. Unfortunately, I was on the other end of this world where I needed the charity. I needed someone to help us, as my mother struggled financially to raise five kids on a school teacher's income. And my father had passed away. And so I wasn't taught to be charitable because I was on the other end of needing it. And I want to teach my children now about giving back, because I believe the blessings that we have are meant to be given away. And so get your kids to do things with you, get your friends to do with you, but call them out. And then once you've done it, go to the Facebook page and post it, because every time you do something charitable, it inspires someone else to think of that they either want to, but it gives them ideas. So we'll be posting every time I'm doing charitable things, and every single one of the Zinnix team members does something that's charitable. So I just took a family to the Braves game, so I'll be posting that. And it may already be posted by the time you're listening to this podcast.
All right. Well, I think we've given some people some great things to think about, and hoping that they'll join alongside us in our Summer of Service for 2018.
I hope so as well. Thank you, John David, for just leading this effort and helping us take this nationwide and make a difference in the lives of women.
Absolutely. Thank you.